Thank you. An appropriate pause after that performance of Ravel's Scheherazade before the audience felt the release, I think, of the storytelling. Renee Fleming with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis. You're listening to ABC Classic FM, where the time is 17 minutes to 2.
Ma le rosche non cat, ma le rosche non fenno, ma le rosche non cat. Thank you so much. Thank you. I just wanted to say how thrilled I am to be here. This is such a great cultural mecca. Yes. So to have this fabulous orchestra and, of course, my dear friend and colleague, Sir Andrew Davis, is a thrill. So these next three arias, two of them are quite new to me, and I had the privilege yesterday of visiting the estate of Nelly Melba. So, and I was trying to explain to my friends and family who were with me what it meant, her fame and her career at the time that she lived on a par with Caruso and the names that we still, all over the world, are revere. But it's very challenging to understand what it was like before television and radio and all those things that we know and love. And my experience with this kind of greatness was in La Mico Fritz, which I sang one duet one time with Luciano Pavarotti. Only one time I sang with him. And this is an aria from the beginning of the opera when this young teenage girls, you know, unfortunately my whole career has been playing teenage girls. It's a challenge, let me tell you. but this one and the third aria, of course, if you know teenagers, you understand that love is something that is to be experienced in the absolute extreme. And the second song, really it's a song, is I think utterly charming. And of course also the lovers are being beckoned out into the woods, which is, I guess, was a very common thing in the 19th century. They just didn't have anywhere to go. I don't know. any singers in the audience tonight? Oh, I knew it. I could tell. Okay, so I need your help on this one. The second verse, it needs no introduction. You can come in, please, and sing really fully. I want to know if this is a singing city now, so really show me. So that I can have the freedom to doodle a little bit. And Maestro will cue you in, okay? So this is going to be good. Maybe.
Not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have paid for love. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things.
In fact, you can add that all to your resumes that you sang with me and were conducted by Sir Andrew. That's good. So you're not too tired? One more? Okay. Well, this is a similar type of singing. Actually, Sir Andrew requested this aria. It's another one that people love very, very much. Korngold was one of the emigres who ended up in Los Angeles and became a very successful film composer. But this opera he wrote at a very young age, and it was by far the most successful piece in the world at the time that he wrote it. And when the war ended and he came back, the style of music was no longer in fashion. This aria is incredibly beautiful and very, very sad. But this evening was not, and I loved sharing it with you. Thank you so very much.